This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of Hewlin Street if you want to come see us. Now, Mike, I know we need to get to some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, but Mike...
Yeah,
I'm looking at these three cards right now, and I am distracted.
That one's torn, Kevin.
As to that is true.
I don't think it's going to be
like a Larry Bird, Magic Johnson rookie.
It is a shoeless Joe Jackson card, though, that is more than 100 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I also have a Walter Johnson and Ty Cobb that somebody brought in here, and these are freaking incredible. So I know we're going to get to Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, and you can text in 877-881-1053, Frankel injury attorney text line or on the Twitch or on the YouTube, but I'm caught up.
It says
these.
Piedmont cigarette of quality on the back.
And
that's the card.
And that's one of the
206s came out of
cigarettes. And that's one of the reasons the Honus Wagner has taken on so much attention because he said, take me out of this set. You're marketing to kids. And he's like, we're not marketing cigarettes to kids. And he's like, you're giving away baseball cards. You definitely aren't marketing to kids. So he's less available in that set. And that's why there's not a lot of them either because, well, first of all, they're more than 100 years old. And then also the scarcity of them to begin with, being in the cigarette packs. That's amazing.
It is amazing that Honus Wagner had that stance because you can find commercials where Hank Aaron only smokes a certain type of cigarette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we're talking about 50s and 60s where athletes are the face of a cigarette, saying, look, those other cigarettes aren't the best. Hank Aaron only smokes these, you know? And this was early 1900s. That Wagner's going, like, I don't think this tobacco's good for people, but we got to the 50s and it was still kind of like, no, it's like
cool.
It just
trendy.
Relaxes you, and you know stuff like that. So,
Kevin, I will say though that doesn't look like Ray Liotta at all, and it also doesn't look like John Cusack.
That is the actual shoeless Joe Jackson.
So he wasn't actually in those movies.
I do not believe Ray Liotta was even alive when those cards would have gotten anywhere.
That's really cool.
Near produced. So those cards are freaking amazing. From the 240. Can I get a shout out from my beautiful wife, Tina? She'll turn 45 on Monday and shares a birthday with the famous Mikey B.
She's a vet.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It could be. But it's Veterans Day on Monday.
That is true.
Where we celebrate my birthday.
From the 817, my father in the 50s used to buy a pack of smokes on his way to school in the fifth grade. Now, I like to think this is one of those old stories about we had to walk uphill there and home.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, man, the 50s were crazy. Maybe it happened.
I don't know.
I was crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like the 40s were crazier. There was a whole world war going on.
That's very true.
The 50s was probably better.
See, but that's why I think the 50s were crazy, too, because they were like, as long as there's not a world war, we're fine.
Yeah.
They let a lot fly.
Can we have the not tension of world wars, you know, to live our life through? I would like to go about 10 years without having to live through a worldwide event. That affects us in that way.
That feels fair.
A historic event.
From the 817, shout out to my dog, Gus, who passed away a year ago today. I know that hits so freaking hard. So sorry for your loss. Hope you're doing okay today.
I tried to name Avery Gus.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What? But Adrian vetoed you?
It got vetoed. She said she'd rather have a dog named Gus. So there you go.
Oh,
I would
dog
like,
name.
to keep doing this than me come up with a reason how the Cowboys win.
Hey, I came up with a reason.
Go.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because.
Yeah.
I did my best. All right. So if you don't like my reason, I did my best. The Cowboys continue to pile up and thrive in manageable third down situations. So one thing I will tell you about this Cowboys team, they haven't gotten them enough. But when they get in third and fourth or less to go, they are outstanding. 80% conversion rate. That is the best in the NFL. Last year, third and four or fewer, they were only 60%. Now, could you argue the fact that I just told you it's happened 20 times and we're this far into the season? Well, you make a valid point. But this was the best I could do. They don't get into third and short, third and four a lot. But when they do, they have been converting, converting, converting. So if they can get into that situation, they can keep the ball and keep moving.
I like that. That's a good one right there.
That's the best I could do, Mike.
Okay, I'll try and help here. And I know I argued against this, but Cowboys win because, and I'm not saying this, but I am saying.
Yeah, you're about to say it.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Cowboys win because Cooper Rush plays a better game than Dak. And
wow.
Not saying
is
that
it the
he
quickness
does.
Of getting rid of the ball?
Yes, and Jerry basically laid out everything that I've been saying about what he's good at.
He listens.
This week, and that was he does. He drops back, he steps on his back foot, and then he throws. He doesn't try and say, you know what, I got to get the ball downfield. He throws a really good ball downfield, but he doesn't say I have to go make that huge play because that's the one that's going to change everything. He says, I can make this short pass and we can keep moving. And, you know, Mike was bringing that up. Why didn't you throw it out of bounds when on that second sack that you
took?
And
I agree.
And I just don't think that Cooper Rush is going to stand there and take sacks. I think he's going to do what he can to get the ball out and then say, we'll go on to the next play, and if we can't, and we'll keep going, and that can keep the game close. And the Cowboys may even run the ball a little bit better.
Okay.
They have been running the ball a little bit better as well.
You had me until that last part.
Okay.
No, but what I was going to say is I was hoping we could stop on that point for just a second. I feel like Cooper Rush went into the game, having watched this team the entire season, and he didn't get frustrated with the fact that he's not going to have a lot of time to throw and he's not going to get a lot of distance on his passes. I think that Dak still thinks every play is like a winnable play in terms of an explosive play or something like that, which is a great attitude to have sometimes.
Right.
But then sometimes it costs him. Whereas Cooper Rush is like, I'm going to have 2 seconds to throw. The best I'm going to get is a 7-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that can be valuable.
One of the things that made Brady great, and one of the things that even makes Patrick Mahomes great, is they can make that big play, but it's not going to be every single attempt.
Yeah,
there are going to be times when you have to accept what the play is and accept what you've been given and move on to the next one until you can get that big play in order.
Yes, no, I absolutely.
Do you want me to have to do one?
I do. I'm going to throw this out
he
there,
said
Mike.
To have to do.
You
one.
Have to, and it can involve some sort of pregame tragedy either.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I guess Cowboys win because the Eagles play the worst game they could.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Possibly play.
That's the spirit.
Like they are... Eagle fans are watching this and going, what the crap is happening to our team?
Yep.
How are they so horrible? How are they false starting right now? How did they have 12 men on the field? How did they forget that they were running a route? How did we run into each other there? How did he fumble?
Like, man, that's a lot we need to
Yeah, I feel like Eagle fans have to watch this game and go, what in the world are we doing? That's the way the Cowboys win.
Kevin, have you seen this?
Hey, he did his best.
Yeah, I'm proud of Mike for that. Have you seen this exchange with Sirianni that's happened with the media?
No.
All right, here it is.
Was it Chris McPherson who made them?
Well, it was during that I probably should have asked him.
Okay.
We haven't really seen Jalen held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday? Sirianni. Yeah, he was dealing with, it was an on the injury report, dealing with an ankle and, you know, making sure we're cautious with everything. Media, he wasn't on the injury report. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts, it was an ankle injury? And then Nick Sirianni, what's that? And then somebody from Eagles PR goes,
I'm sorry.
It was rest.
He gave me the answer that y'all give me when you weren't listening to one of my overreaction or reality questions. I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's exactly what he did.
Oh,
what?
Dear.
You always say what during the middle of a question because you don't have an answer.
Yes.
That's what you always do.
Oh, trust me. I've gotten better, I will say, over the years at looking at y'all's faces and repeated my question within the question instead of going, what do you think, Corey? I'll be like, so, Corey, what do you think about? And then I'll try to repeat the question. I've worked on that over the years. But that's tough. I'm sorry, what?
And then he followed up. They were like, hold on, what's going on? And he goes, yeah, it was a rest. Yeah, sorry, I thought y'all were talking about something else. That's how you do it, right? You always go, oh, I thought you meant something else. So he said, yeah, no rest.
Or joke that you need to put your hearing aid in. That's what he said. That's what Jerry said this morning. I'm not taking
funny.
A shot. That is legitimately what he said this morning.
Hey, if there's nothing else, Jerry will have some self-deprecation comedy in his life. You know, he will do that from time to time.
That is true. From the 214, Mike.
Yeah.
This is so tailored just to you.
Thank you.
Cowboys win because of Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
But then Cowboys lose because that funky monkey.
Oh, my God.
And so if you're not familiar with that Beastie Boys song, and maybe you're not like at least 40, you're probably like, what's happening right now?
It started to separate.
Golly.
Oh, the alcohol.
All the alcohol is going to be at the top, and then it's going to be at the bottom.
Well.
You're going to be all alcohol.
I'll tell you this. Everyone's having a good time out
good.
Here.
Good. I like that.
We had one Tolo indulge in a Brass Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say I bet everybody in here has never ordered a Brass Monkey or even thought about ordering a Brass Monkey until today.
I've seen a lot more Coors Lights getting distributed.
And Miller Lights.
Mm-hmm, I appreciate that.
They're all on the same team.
Yeah.
As
now,
well.
Cowboys lose because.
Yeah. This was probably easier.
It's like reading a whole book.
Explain the rest of that, please.
Like, you know how many words are in a book?
Mm-hmm.
That's how many different
what's
ways
the last,
the Eagles
what's the last
can win.
Book you read?
Oh, that's
you can
a good
you can say books you've listened to. That's
yeah,
fine.
I forget honestly the last book I've listened to. I will say I remember listening to. I wouldn't say recently, but within the past year, one of Coach K's books.
Okay, great.
Which was good.
Yeah, excellent. Why did the Cowboys lose?
They can't compete with the talent they have on the field. It's this isn't fair.
okay.
Yeah, this is. I don't know. I'm trying to think of SMU versus Pittsburgh.
Oh, we're Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're in the same conference. We're in the same division here. I don't know. The Eagles run better than the Cowboys. They stop the run better than the Cowboys. They have better weapons on the outside. They have a better quarterback in this game than the Cowboys. I guess they have Brandon Aubrey. Yeah. If you can somehow get this into a slam dunk competition called the field goal competition,
we'll
I guess,
win.
I don't know how the Eagles win that. That's about it.
Now, I have the Cowboys losing because, and we've talked about this as the week's gone along, Cooper Rush doesn't have his big bad defense anymore.
No.
He went 4-1, and Jerry referenced that he went 4-1 with the Cowboys back in 2022, but in the four games where the Cowboys won, they gave up 17, 16, 10, and 10. So they gave up an average of 13.25 points per game. This defense ain't anywhere close to that. In fact, during the three-game losing streak, they're giving up 34.6 points a game. So it's not even in the same universe, and that's why they lose.
I thought about this, Corey, before you go with yours.
All right.
I really did think about this last night, and there's 0% chance this would happen. What if you were desperate enough that you put Micah Parsons on offense some and had him as your running back?
Probably not the first game back from injury.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. Like, what if you really trick the Eagles and they're like, mother. They're like, Micah Parsons is in the backfield.
Yeah, that would be.
Because he has to be better than, I guess, Ezekiel Elliott will be activated because he showed up to practice this week.
So let me say this, though, Mike. I don't think that coaches, and I honestly think that this is my philosophy on that, you don't do that when you're bad. Because when you're bad and you do that, you get people hurt. Whenever you're really good and you do something like that, it just adds to what you are as a team. I mean, just look at they let the Chiefs, Andy Reid lets them make up plays, and then they go play them because they're good. If they were bad, somebody's not going to know what they're doing, and they're going to wind up getting hurt. So I appreciate what you're throwing out there because I think it would throw everybody off. But I don't want to do that when you're bad because I feel like it gets somebody hurt. I'll go with Cowboys lose because, Kevin, this just isn't their year. This is one of those tough years. It's
next
down for
year.
Them.
Yeah.
That's going to be it because I was just looking at the clock and I was like, oh, I'm going to make this one short.
And then somebody texted in because Philly is just as good or better at every single position.
Mm.
Says that, who?
Says the texture.
Says that brass monkey you're drinking.
9-4-0.
I said it about 3 minutes ago. We got the better field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if someone runs a T-shirt shop and they want to put together Mike and the Brass Monkey Show T-shirts for Peace-a-thon, I'm sure we could try to figure out a way to make that happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 717. Can I get a shout-out to my son, Augustus? He and his first and second grade Malakoff football team, they play in the Super Bowl this weekend against Athens. Excellent. Hoping for the best for Augustus and the team. Coming up next.
In the Chocolate Factory.
It's time. Yes, I was thinking about Willy Wonka. What a terrible movie that is.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.